Is coming in, some more are coming in relation to public transport. I'll get with to them in just a few minutes time, but first, residents living near the proposed B Energy Megheny solar farm are holding a public meeting tonight at Levittstown Hall at 8 o'clock as concerns grow over the scale of the development and its potential impact on the local community. Irish owned renewable energy company B Energy is seeking planning permission for B Energy Megheny. It's a proposed 105 solar farm across lands in the townlands of Beaconstown, Johnstown North and South, Kilkee, Upper and Crooket. The proposed 114 hectares solar farm is planned to retain existing hedgerows, add new fencing and planting and utilise buffers and setback from public roads to considerably mitigate any visual impacts and screen the low-tying solar array panels, according to B Energy. Joining me now on the line is Brendan Pittman, Secretary of the Megheny Solar Farm Concern Group. Brendan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me on.
I suppose, Brendan, to give a bit of background to this planning application, you and other residents, when did you first become aware of this development?
So, yeah, we first became aware of the development. Some of us became aware of the development in June when we got a leaflet through our letterbox, I believe, on the 4th of June. But the interesting thing is that we live on a stretch of road right across from the proposed solar farm, and only half of our neighbours got that leaflet. They then invited us to a public information in Chuck Dermot in Castle Dermot. But I would say that people so far are really unhappy with the lack of information that we're getting from BNRG.
And what is that lack of information that you're feeling you're not getting?
So, like, I'd say BNRG did make an effort. They had a website and they held that event in Castle Dermot in June. But engagement has been patchy. And that one event, it's not enough for a development of this size, Hannah. That event had short notice. It had a small room. It had small maps. And people who went to that certainly felt that they left with more questions than answers.
Oh, and has there been any other engagement with BNRG since that meeting, or is that the only kind of public information meeting they held?
That's the only public information meeting they held. There is an email address that you can email, and they answer most of the questions, but it's been a very low-profile event. So that's why a low-profile proposal so far. That's why our message to people right now is that the clock is ticking. And we have a very short amount of time, Hannah, to let Kildare County Council know how we feel about BNRG's proposals.
And
that's why we're having the public meeting this evening at Levittstown Hall at 8 o'clock.
And that is, I suppose, is the concern about the scale of the proposal of this planning application, and what are you afraid it will impact in the community? Are you concerned about the farmland there, the agriculture?
Oh, Hannah, this project is massive. The proposed development covers like 319 acres across 9 townlands around Megheny and Kilkee. Like, the size of it is equivalent to about 100 GAA pitches. And we estimate that there'll be over 200,000 solar panels across this development, which is massive. So, as you said, Beaconstown, Kilkee Upper, Castle Row, Knock Row, Crooket, Johnstown North and South. There's two parcels. It's quite a spread-out, sprawling complex. The northern parcel is just west of Kilkee Castle, and the southern parcel is at Crooket and Johnstown. And they're going to be joined, I think it's like 3.5 kilometres between them. They're going to be joined by an interconnector. They're going to dig up the roads and have a cable going between those two sites. And that cable will go through Clucker, Castle Row and Knock Row. And then the southern part of it, where I am, at Crooked and Johnstown, that's going to be where we have the battery energy storage system and the large substation as well. Plus, I mean, this is a very long-term project. So they're applying for permission for 10 years construction and then 40 years of operation after that. So the landscape will change beyond recognition. certainly for the rest of my life. And that's what people are worried about.
Mm. And how many people are in this concern group? How many people do you expect are going to be attending tonight?
So we've about 100 people in our WhatsApp group, and we have 100 followers on Facebook. But the level of worry out there is considerable, and people are really worried about the lack of information.
Mm. And that, I suppose, with that lack of information, I was reading that the proposal is for around 105 megawatts of solar generation on that site. BNRG has said the development could power the equivalent of 14,000 homes, save an estimated 21,300 tonnes of carbon emissions annually. Is the group opposed to solar energy itself, or is it just where this proposed solar farm is? It's near your homes, near that area.
So, like the solar group, as long as I've been involved with them since June, I've never heard anything anti-solar. And we do not want to get in the way of progress here. Everybody knows that we have an energy crisis. Like half my neighbours, and me included, we have solar panels on our roofs. So we're not anti-solar. And we've no interest in standing in the way of progress here. But if you're going to put a 320-acre industrial solar complex right beside our homes, please can we make sure that it's done right? And Hannah, the elephant in the room here is that we've no national guidelines. Mm. We've no guidelines from government on how to design and build a solar farm. There's no national guidelines on how to manage fires at battery storage complexes. And maybe you touched on it there. Maybe most importantly, there's no guidelines or policy on using prime agricultural land for solar farms. And that's not just me saying it. That's the ISA, that's on Tashka. They appeared in front of the Oireachtas House Committee last November. And they said the same thing, that Ireland needs national guidelines for solar. And it's in the programme for government to deliver these guidelines, but there's none being delivered yet. Mm. People down here feel like it's a free-for-all, and the councils are left to decide it project by project, and it's small rural communities like us who will pay the price.
And looking ahead then, Brendan, to tonight's meeting at Levittstown Hall at 8 o'clock, do you know if any, can imagine like the 100 people part of the group will be attending, do you know of any local representatives, councillors that have been invited or are attending as well?
Yeah, so we have a number of speakers speaking at the event on the scale of the project. We have another speaker on how to submit an observation to Kildare County Council. And we have another speaker speaking on what we've discovered in their documents. We do have public representatives invited. We'll have graphics, we'll have maps done up, and we'll have handouts. And like, I suppose when people leave tonight, we want them to know where the solar farm's going to be, how big it is, what the construction phase would look like, and basically how we would feel it would completely transform, you know, big parts of Magainey and Kilkee for more than for a lifetime. Mm. But the clock's ticking, and the deadline for submissions, it's the 28th of September. But we'll be talking people through how to prepare their own submission and to get it in well ahead of that time.
Yeah, and would the group also be hoping to have maybe another meeting, another public information and consultation clinic with BNRG Magainey? Is that what you would like to have happen as well?
So, like, BNRG haven't reached out to us. BNRG, like, will give us the bare amount of information. I don't believe, you'd have to ask them if they'd be interested in something like that. We will be having next Wednesday, the 16th of September as well, we'll be having a walk-in clinic where people can come in again to Levittstown between 4 and 8. And we'll it's a clinic on how to submit your observation. And then we're going to have a drop-off event on Monday, the 21st of September. So a week ahead of the official deadline, when you've got your observation prepared, you can drop it into us again at Levittstown Hall between 7 and 8, and we'll get it to Kildare County Council.
And for a reminder then, Brendan, of tonight's meeting, it's at 8 o'clock at Levittstown Hall. Is it welcome for anyone else to attend, maybe other people in the county, to get information about solar farms and particularly the proposal for this one in the Kilkee area?
Yeah, it's an open meeting, and the aims of the meeting are to inform people on the size of the event and also how to put in that observation.
And for those, again, who are interested, you mentioned the social media for the Meganey Solar Farm Concern Group. Is that where people can find this group? Is it just simply type in the name and they'll be able to find it?
I believe the URL is facebook.com/Meganey Solar. Or if you search for Meganey Solar on Facebook, it's going to come up there as well. So I'd encourage people to interact with us on social media, hit follow, and all those updates will be on there as well.
And we do, of course, invite Bioenergy Meganey to make a comment, maybe to clarify if they would be willing to meet with the Meganey Solar Farm Concern Group. Now, KFM did contact Bioenergy Meganey for a statement last week, and the following statement reads, "Bioenergy is a proud Irish renewable energy company bringing nearly 20 years of experience in developing solar farms in partnership with local communities. We are committed to open and constructive engagement. We are very grateful to the local community for the constructive feedback and input received as part of our public consultation on the proposed Bioenergy Meganey solar development. We listened carefully to that feedback and made a number of changes to the proposed development as a result. These changes are reflected in the design submitted for planning alongside measures informed by detailed surveys and assessments. The planning application is currently under consideration by Kildare County Council, and Bioenergy fully respects the independent planning process. We will continue to engage appropriately with the local community throughout that process." But Brendan, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning, letting listeners know about the concerns of the group there and about the meeting taking place at 8 o'clock tonight in Levittstown Hall. That is Brendan Pittman, Secretary of the Meganey Solar Farm Concern Group. And one listener has texted in saying, "I'm one of the residents near the solar farm. The solar farm will greatly impact the food chain, the local road, the landscape and the peaceful surroundings in the area. It will completely industrialise a quiet rural community. There is plenty of brownfield sites, car parks, etc. in the country that could be used for this instead of prime farmland," says John in Meganey. Do keep those messages coming in, 0833 97 97.